SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock, we now speak to Karen Bosman on the levels of the dams in the Vaal catchment. Karen, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it. The dam levels in the Vaal catchment are lower than they typically are in the middle of December. Are we to be worried?
Good morning, Oliver, and to everybody on this Boxing Day. I think we are seeing the effects of how climate is affecting our water supplies, because by this time in December, we would normally have seen quite a significant rain and, you know, increasing levels in the Vaal Dam. However, the levels is low, and this past week from Monday was the first time that I think it really, one can say we had good rains in Gauteng. So one will have to see what the effect of the rain is on the levels in the dam. It should now show an increase because it's soft rain that drains the soil, and that means you can have more runoff. But we should definitely be more conservative in our water usage.
What?
In terms of conserving every drop that we can.
Yeah.
Because our dry season, we have no guarantee on how the rainfall patterns will look for January or February or March, and then we go into the dry season. So the water we currently have has to last us till the start of the next rainy season. And that's why we need to work very carefully with what we have.
What levels are the types of levels that would have us concerned that there would be a water crisis, a day zero looming, for instance? Are we at that point yet?
I think we are not at that point where we would be similar to the, we are going to completely run out of water. Because the Vaal River management system consists of a number of dams, about 14 dams, the most important of which is the Sterkfontein Dam, which holds the same volume as the Vaal Dam, although it's much smaller surface area and it's much deeper. And currently the Sterkfontein Dam is at 95% full. And when the Vaal Dam reaches 18%, then water will be released from the Sterkfontein Dam. So we have that as our backup volume. We haven't had to use it yet. However, if we go through a double year, two consecutive years of drought, then we will really have to be concerned. And it's better to start saving now and to wait for rain that might not come in the next rainy season. And that's why we increasingly stress the importance that everybody should check every washer in their house, in their taps, should make sure that they only flush the toilets when it's really necessary, take short showers, and all those water conservation things we can do on a daily basis. But also that municipalities, because it doesn't help that we have water in the Vaal Dam, but we lose 42% of it from the dam to the consumer. That means that there is significant infrastructure leaks and fixes that needs to happen. And that's where we need to hold the municipalities' feet to the fire to make sure they are responsive and fix leaks where they're reported, because infrastructure age and we need to do infrastructure maintenance.
Yeah.
And if just that doesn't happen, people don't have water in their taps.
So it's a myriad of reasons: aging infrastructure, poor management and maintenance of the infrastructure, but also the fact that we're not getting good rainfall. At a technical level, and this is my last question, are we officially in a drought?
I would say, considering the average rainfall we get between October and December compared with the rainfall we got this year between October and December, we can refer to it as a drought condition, but one has to remember that there are five different types of drought. If you're talking about a meteorological drought where our rainfall is less, then yes, we most certainly are. The other types of drought relates to when the soil moisture drops, that crops can't grow. That is an agronomical drought. And then a socioeconomic drought is where there is water, but people can't get the water in their taps. And that is what many areas are already experiencing and have been experiencing for quite a long time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Karen Busman. Really do appreciate it. I'm taking your reactions to that.